The Dance of Attunement. Children become attached to whoever functions as their primary caregiver, but the nature of that attachment, whether it is secure or insecure, makes a huge difference over the course of a child's life. Secure attachment develops when caregiving includes emotional attunement. Attunement starts at the most subtle physical levels of interaction between babies and their caregivers, and it gives babies the feeling of being met and understood. As Edinburgh-based attachment researcher Colwyn Trevarton says, the brain coordinates rhythmic body movements and guides them to act in sympathy with other people's brains. Infants hear and learn musicality from their mother's talk, even before birth. In Chapter 4, I describe the discovery of mirror neurons, the brain-to-brain links that give us our capacity for empathy. Mirror neurons start functioning as soon as babies are born. When researcher Andrew Meltzoff, at the University of Oregon, pursed his lips or stuck out his tongue at six-hour-old babies, they promptly mirrored his actions. Newborns can focus their eyes only on objects within 8 to 12 inches, just enough to see the person who is holding them. Imitation is our most fundamental social skill. It assures that we automatically pick up and reflect the behavior of our parents, teachers, and peers. Most parents relate to their babies so spontaneously that they are barely aware of how attunement unfolds. But an invitation from a friend, the attachment researcher Ed Tronick, gave me the chance to observe that process more closely. Through a one-way mirror at Harvard's Laboratory of Human Development, I watched a mother playing with her two-month-old son, who was propped in an infant seat facing her. They were cooing to each other and having a wonderful time, until the mother leaned in to nuzzle him, and the baby, in his excitement, yanked on her hair. The mother was caught unawares and yelped with pain, pushing away his hand while her face contorted with anger. The baby let go immediately, and they pulled back physically from each other. For both of them, the source of delight had become a source of distress. Obviously frightened, the baby brought his hands up to his face to block out the sight of his angry mother. The mother, in turn, realizing that her baby was upset, refocused on him, making soothing sounds in an attempt to smooth things over. The infant still had his eyes covered, but his craving for connection soon reemerged. He started peeking out to see if the coast was clear, while his mother reached toward him with a concerned expression. As she started to tickle his belly, he dropped his arms and broke into a happy giggle, and harmony was reestablished. Infant and mother were attuned again. This entire sequence of delight, rupture, repair, and new delight took slightly less than 12 seconds. Tronick and other researchers have now shown that when infants and caregivers are in sync on an emotional level, they're also in sync physically. Babies can't regulate their own emotional states, much less the changes in heart rate, hormone level, and nervous system activity that accompany emotions. When a child is in sync with his caregiver, his sense of joy and connection is reflected in his steady heartbeat and breathing and a low level of stress hormones. His body is calm, so are his emotions. The moment this music is disrupted, as it often is in the course of a normal day, all these physiological factors change as well. You can tell equilibrium has been restored when the physiology calms down.